This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. And for those joining us, this is the Paul Parent Garden Club. And I am Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. And we're going to do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions. Just as long as I can get rid of some of these seasonal allergies. I figures I ran out of allergy medicine yesterday and didn't have it. So I'm a little congested today, so I apologize. But I know everybody out there is having these allergies as well. It seems to be a banner year for allergies. Not in a good way. But you can give us a call here, 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Mary. She was asking about Alstroemeria seeds. And so I did a little bit of research during the break here to see if I could find one. And I found a website called OutsidePride.com. Where they actually are selling the Alstroemeria. It's a hybrid called, they call it a Peruvian lily. The hybrid is a Salter's mix for this one. So this actually, you can purchase about 200 seeds for $5 or 400 seeds for $9. So again, it's OutsidePride.com to find some seeds. They look like they have a lot of different plants here. It's a different one than just going to that, you know, that like a burpee or something like that. So this is just one I wanted to pass along. I want to get right back to the phone lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Don is in Burndale, Minnesota.
Don in Minnesota, how can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I'm going to be planting it. By the way, excuse my allergies. I'm going to be planting a pear tree this morning. And what I'm wondering is, do I put any kind of fertilizer down in the hole or water the hole? You know, that's the only... I have another pear tree that's there, and it's huge and has so many blossoms on there, it looks like snow. But
yeah.
This one doesn't pollinate itself, so I have to put another pear tree in, which I'm doing today. So my question is, do I water it? Water the hole before I put the tree in there, and then do I put maybe some 10-10 down in the hole also?
So what I would want you to do is use a product from Espoma called Biotone.
Okay.
That product you can get at like a local garden center. That product helps with transplant shock, but it also helps with, you know, a starter for anything you're growing.
Okay.
So what I'd like to see you do when you plant this is, so dig the hole about twice the size of the container.
Mm-hmm.
Get it so that where the root flare is, you might have to dig down a little bit in the soil that's existing in the pot or the root ball to allow that root flare to breathe. And that's going to be the top of the hole. Okay. So I want you to take some compost, mix it in with the existing soil, and kind of line the bottom of that hole. Put the plant in. And then what I want you to do is I want you to fill in the plant around it about halfway to three quarters. Then I want you to, you know, kind of push down the soil around it. And then I want you to water the plant as well at that point. So you're only about half, three quarters of the way full. Okay. Reason why I want you to water the plant is any of the, like, air gaps that are underneath, it's going to push some of that soil into it. It's going to make it so the soil is completely around it to make it a nice and tight fit. At that point, you would also, you could mix in whatever the dose per size of the tree of this biotone is to mix it into the soil on that point. Then from there, cover the rest of the plant with the soil, maybe mulch it if you can with like that, you know, create that mulch ring to hold the water.
Sure.
If you wanted to. But it's kind of like that in between. In the middle, you would water, and then I'd put that biotone starter. Putting a 10-10-10 into something like that that's really starting to develop where it is a little bit too much for it. We want to get something to help the root system grow into the soil that's existing there, and that's what that biotone does. Whereas a 10-10-10 is going to push what's already there and push the growth onto those roots that's there. We want to make those roots expand. So that's why I think the biotone is the best way to do it.
Okay, the other question that I have, simple, is how frequent do I water it?
So
do I water it every day for a period of time, or do I?
So almost. So I like to do deep waterings versus like sitting there and taking a hose and sitting there for a minute or two. You know, the old thought of watering was, you know, you make that mulch ring, you fill it up, you let it go down, then maybe fill it again. What I like to do is take a hose, bring it over to the plant, put it on a trickle so the water is just barely coming out.
Okay.
You know, enough where it's a nice little stream, but not like too heavy. And then I let it sit for about 15 to 20 minutes on a pear tree, depending upon how big it is. You want to, you know, just let it sit maybe 15, 20, 30 minutes. What that does is it gives a deep root soaking. So it's going to get all the way down and really go deep into it. So you'd put the hose basically by the trunk and allow it to just sit there and go into the plant. What this does is, you know, when you just water on the top and let it sit and then it goes down quickly and then you do it again quickly, the water doesn't have time to really absorb into the plant all the way down. By this deep soaking, it's going to slowly go in there, get all the way to the lower roots to create a better root system for you.
Perfect.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you. That is some very useful information. I really appreciate it, and I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you. Good luck with your plants, and hopefully you're successful with them.
All right. Thank you so much, Patrick.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Pam is in New Hampshire.
Pam, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question. I have free-range chickens, but I'm looking to safely put down some weed prevention on my lawn. Is there a product that would work well so that they wouldn't harm the chickens?
So you're looking for like an organic to kill like broadleaves, or are we looking at crabgrass, or?
It's a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Just a mix of all kinds of weeds in my lawn.
Okay, so Bonide has some organic products out there. If you're looking to, like, spot treat certain weeds on there, like the Burnout would be, like, a spot treater. They have another one. I'm trying to find it on their website. I believe it's called, like, Weed Beater FE, The FE is the iron, but it is organic. I'm trying to find it on their website so I can get you the exact, yeah, so it's Weed Beater FE, which kills broadleaf weeds. It will actually take care of diseases, moss, algae. But the FE stands for the iron, so it'll help actually green it up a little bit.
Okay.
I'm looking to see the, one of the reasons why I'm looking up is to look at the label so we can see, you know, anything about the, I don't want to harm the free range chickens, right? So it's, the active ingredient in here is iron. It's 26% iron. I'd have to do a little bit more research on it to see if it was okay for the free-range chickens on there, because it doesn't say anything on here, you know, about, like, the precautions. It's saying, yeah, it says do not water if it's three, you know, if rainfall is within 3 hours, don't apply. Is it, like, an area that maybe... the chicken, and you can't really contain them, but is an area that you could do where you could do one part at a time and move to the other. I laugh because it's not easy. They're free range, right? That would be my concern. That would be my concern. It'd be something I'd have to look up and really actually contact the company, but it's a heavy iron and I'm not sure how that would affect, your chickens. But that would be the only one I can think of that's a weed control, that's organic, that doesn't have, like, anything bad really in it other than iron.
Okay. I'll do a little searching myself, too.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more on the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we talked with Pam. She's having some weeds in the yard, and the chicken. She has free range chickens, and she was wondering if there was anything she can spray. Now, I did a little bit more research on that Bonide Weed Beater FE. Right on the bottle, and I missed it because I was looking in the label, it says people and pets can enter treated areas when spray dries. So in order to know more, I would just need to know, because I don't know much about chickens, if they were to eat something with a heavy iron, would it affect them? So that would be the next step to look at it. But based on it is an organic product, so in essence, it could work, but I just need to know, the chicken's digestive system, if they could actually have something, if there was some a heavy iron in it. So just something to look into. Now, we do have some more calls on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellen is in Cape Cod.
Ellen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a question for you. Good morning.
Sure, good morning.
I have three mandevillas that I had outside last summer, and I brought them in to try to winterize them. And right now they just look like dead sticks. All the leaves fell off long ago. So I'm wondering, is that how they typically look when you try to winterize them, or should they have had leaves all through the season now to be putting them out?
So they, sometimes they will lose a bunch of their leaves when they're inside because they are used to, like, that warm weather. Maybe the house, maybe they dried out a little bit. Maybe it was, not enough warmth in it. But there could be a number of things. What I'd like to see you do is there's going to be main stalks on there. Kind of scratch the bark a little bit and see if it's green behind the bark. And it's okay. Not going to be a heavy bark. It's going to be that, very herbaceous type branching. So just scratch that a little bit and see if there's green behind it. If there's green behind it, you're good. It means it's just lost it for the for the winter in the home. I know some houseplants will do that when they have the, they might have a little bit of shock from the fall into the, you know, winter coming inside, etc. So it's not uncommon, but I would just, what I'd start to do is check the bark in multiple areas. If you see in lots of green, then it's good. Prune off any of like the dead that you see. There's probably going to be a little bit of the dead where the branches have almost shriveled up a little bit. Get rid of those because any dead on the, on an existing plant, the plant is actually focusing on that area a little bit, trying to heal it. It's never going to heal it because that part is dead, but it's still focusing the energy there. So by pruning it, you're getting the energy to refocus on the rest of the plant. So it can help build up its root system, build up its growth. But start by scratching the bark, and I think that'll tell you right then and there if it is alive. If you're seeing brown in most of it, then it's not worth trying to resuscitate or you know, it's probably gone.
And if it is green, do I start to bring it outside now?
I would start to bring it outside, but you're going to want to harden it off by getting it outside. It's usually 5 to 6 days of a hardening off period. Being on the Cape, you're a little bit warmer than we would be more north of in Massachusetts. So maybe your frosts are almost pretty much gone. You might have, you know, based on the weather, the middle of the week it drops down a little bit, but the rest of the week is warmer. But they survive in warmer temperatures. Obviously, they're tropical for us, whereas they're, you know, a living plant down in like Florida, where they're outside all the time. So you want to bring them out during the day and bring them back in at night. You know, once the weather, you'll notice that the temperatures, once they start to drop, that's when you'll want to bring it in. You can almost feel like that chill in the air all of a sudden. That's when you would bring it in. If it's going to stay above 55 degrees at night, it should be all right to leave out. So that it's, but if it drops below that, it gets too, it's too cold for it. It loves heat. It loves the warmth. And so that's why you would be hardening it off to bring it, you know, slowly get it so it will stay outside.
Okay.
Good. All right. You have another question?
Just a quick one, what we would spray on our pear tree right now.
Okay. Well, hang tight for me on the other side of the break. I'll give you an answer for that so we can get it for, because I know a lot of people have that question too.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In his second online high school commencement speech of the day, former President Barack Obama yesterday took swipes at current politicians and their responses to the coronavirus pandemic. Without naming names, Obama said,
"This pandemic has fully, finally torn back the curtain on the idea that so many of the folks in charge know what they're doing. A lot of them aren't even pretending to be in charge."
White House economic advisor Peter Navarro says Obama's remarks are purely a campaign ad for his former VP, Joe Biden.
"I'm going to start counting the days that we don't hear from Joe Biden and Barack Obama on the fact that China caused this pandemic and basically unleashed trillions of dollars of damage on this world. The loss of, to date, over 80,000 American lives.
He was speaking on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. Around one dozen firefighters were injured battling a huge blaze that caused an explosion in the Little Tokyo area of Los Angeles yesterday. It caused a fire to spread to multiple buildings, and witnesses say ash was raining down across blocks around the area. NASCAR is making its return from the coronavirus pandemic shutdown with a cup race at Darlington later today. The last time the group's stock cars raced was March 13th in Atlanta. There will be no fans in the stands later today when the race is shown on Fox at 3:30 Eastern Time. A pioneer for women in sports broadcasting has died at the age of 70. Phyllis George was crowned Miss America in 1971 and then joined NFL Today in 1975, where she worked alongside Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, and Jimmy the Greek. She would later co-anchor the CBS Morning News. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Garden Club, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Ellen. She had a question right at the end. She wanted to spray her pear trees. So I had a follow-up question on that. Ellen, is it a fruiting pear or is it flowering?
Fruiting or fruiting?
Fruiting, okay. Now, have you had an issue in the past where there's been, like, insects or diseases? What's the reason why you're thinking about spraying it?
Well, actually, we've only gotten a few pears on it each year, and typically the squirrels get to them before we do, but they also get, the leaves get brown spots on them.
Okay.
And they just haven't really produced many pears, so we're wondering what we should typically do in the spring.
Okay.
Not even necessarily spraying, but what is the treatment for to help it?
So there is actually a spray that you can be using for the plants. It's called fruit tree spray. It's something that okay. you would be using early on the season. So this fruit tree spray, used to on the bottle, it used to say you can spray this product six times a year, right? And it's got a mixture of different products in it for insects and diseases. But what they've done with this is they've kind of looked at it and said, you know, maybe we're spraying too much. It is a synthetic, but they're saying maybe, you know, six times is not enough. Let's focus on what the issue at hand is. So this being an insecticide and disease control, I actually like to spray it at the beginning of the season when you're starting to see, you know, what stage is the plant in? Has it started to flower at all?
Not yet.
Okay, so we're at the pre-bloom interval at this point then is what they would kind of call it. So this spray comes in a concentrate. You would use 2.5 tablespoons per gallon of water. You would shake it and then spray the whole tree. What that will do is that's going to help with any diseases and insects that might be on there. You can use it a second time during the season. I'd almost suggest after petal falls. The bottle will actually tell you on the back when you should be spraying it. But again, you don't want to do it more than twice in a season. Okay? So what it says is it starts out, it says green tip, pre-bloom, full pink, petal fall, first cover, and second cover. So those are the six times that you should be spraying it. That being said, you know, you're using this as an all-in-one type. If you notice that you have more disease than you do have insects, then we should focus more on spraying for disease going forward so that you're focusing on one, not both, and you're getting like a stronger application even if it were to be organic, right? So we're we want to focus on what the actual problem is, and it seems like you're having you don't have enough fruit, which means there's you know, there could be some disease issues. The other, you know, fruit, none of the flowers, did it flower like fully last year?
It did seem to flower fully, yeah.
Okay. Now, it could also be that that pear tree might need a pollinator to help produce more fruit for you. So it would depend on the, you know, the pear tree that you have. To see what the pollinator would need to be. Because that's it. So certain ones will only pollinate certain pears.
Okay.
So that could be the other thing. So if you know the variety of fruit tree, the best way to look at it is to look it up and say, all right, I have, you know, a Bartlett pear tree. And for this pollinator, this I need this pollinator. And it's going to be different for each. I, I'd have to look and see which ones are the best.
I can, yeah, I can look into that.
But the cross-pollination is one that's going to help you have stronger fruit as it is. But if you say you have the Bartlett, you could Google, you know, a pollinator for a Bartlett pear tree. And there's some websites out there that would actually give it to you really quickly. You know, there it just I'd go. I like to go to any website that would have like an EDU at the end. So that would be like a university or a college, because they're actually they usually have like extensions that look into that, right?
Okay, great.
So, like, it, just as an example, like a Bartlett, I Googled it while we were talking, and Washington State University has a list of it. And a Bartlett, the compatible pollinizer, is an Anjou or a Bosch or a Commish. So, so it's going to tell you, and that's probably going to help you with your fruit, so they can pollinate between the two. If it's a disease or something like that, that's when we look at the fruit tree spray. Some people will use that fruit tree spray, like we were talking about, as a preventative because they know that, you know, there might be something that always happens. You know, if you wanted to look organically as like a fruit tree spray, they have one called fruit tree and nut spray, I believe it's called, which is an organic spray. So instead of using a synthetic on something you're going to eat, use this one instead. But that's a bone eye product as well that you can find for spraying fruit trees. And I like that one. It's I believe it's a sulfur based product. It's not a bad one to be using multiple times during the season. Yeah, it's called it's citrus fruit and nut tray spray. Citrus fruit and nut orchard spray. It's a concentrate, and then they also have a hose end. So you can just attach it right to the hose and spray it. And this one, being organic, you'd have to use it a little more often. But it will actually cover more pests and diseases. So I think it might be better off for you. But look into a pollinator as well.
And any particular fertilizer? Sorry, I don't mean to...
No, that's okay. Yeah, no, that's perfectly all right, because I didn't actually hit on that one, and you kind of asked a little bit about what else to do. So a fertilizer would be, I would use like a Tree Tone from a SPOMA.
Okay.
You can use that at this point in time to fertilize it. And it's a granular form, so it's a slower release. You go out to the drip line of the tree, however wide it is, and that's where you'd put the fertilizer in. You can scratch it into the soil. I've always said to people, take like the end of a shovel, open up a couple holes on the outside to put it into the soil. I've talked with John Harrison, who's one of the guys at Espoma. He says just sprinkle it around it and water it in. So, you know, and then put the mulch over it, that type of thing. So there's a number of ways to do it, but the tree tone is the way to go when it comes to, like, fruit trees.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. You were very helpful. Really,
no problem.
Show.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Tom's in Martha's Vineyard.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Let me get this phone. I'm trying to get back to... Okay. I have... My neighbor has a... There's a Japanese maple on the property, and all of a sudden this spring it's not leafing out. It had, a lot of branches has died, about a half of it, or more than half, and someone said it was something in the soil around the roots, deep in the roots, maybe a fungus or something. And there's another green, this one's red, there's another one that is a green Japanese maple. And it has, the neighbor said it's taken maybe 4 or 5 years for just one or two main branches that they don't have any leaves. But this one, there aren't any leaves at all.
Okay.
On the branches that have died. And, the other side, there are leaves at the red maple. And so I'm just wondering what is trying to kill it and what to do.
Okay.
If anything.
So, yeah, let's start with what we can do on the tree to try and help it. Any of the dead branching, it's something I always suggest getting rid of as soon as you can. Because the dead on any plant... the plant still focuses its energy to try and save that area. So it's not focusing on the rest of the plant. Okay? I would clean it up, get rid of the dead, and see, the side that's left, make sure it's, still got that green underneath the bark.
Yeah.
And clean it up. The one thing that it could be, it could be, it would depend. There are some diseases out there that will hit maples, a Japanese maple, like a verticillium wilt or like an anthracnose. They're susceptible to like a root rot because they don't like wet feet. So that could be part of it. Funguses that are there can be taken care of with a fungicide. You can use like Infuse from Bonide. That's a systemic that you can spray on the plant. It's also a soil spray. Depending upon the bottle will tell you how much to use, when to use, etc. But that would be called Infuse from Bonide. That would be one to take care of it. The other thing I'd look to do would be fertilizing it this spring, using something along the lines of like a tree tone for the Japanese maples to help boost it a little bit and give it something. That tree tone is a fertilizer. What I'd like to see as an additive to this is there's a product called Protolizer from Natural Alternative. We talk about it pretty much every week, but what it is it's vitamins for your plant. It will actually work together with the fertilizer you put down to help it become more active in the soil and rejuvenate plants like this. So anything that's having, you know, has some issues, it's weaker. This protolizer you actually mix into the soil, it'll help the root system and help get those nutrients to the plant itself. But again, it's like vitamins. It's not a fertilizer itself, so you would still have to fertilize it. And that's why I look at something like a tree tone to be using it.
Okay.
Okay, and I think getting rid of any of the dead is going to be the first step that you want to look at.
Okay, we'll do that. Is it better to put holes maybe 6 inches or so in and put the fertilizer in there around the roots?
So it's really, you can do that or you can sprinkle it around the sides. We talked with John Harrison from the Espoma Company about a month ago, and he actually said just leave it on the soil, scratch it in a little bit, put the mulch over the top, water it in. I've always thought that you had to, you know, make the holes. So either way, it'll work, but, you know, John Harrison's the expert from Espoma, worked there forever. I'm going to listen to what he has to say on it.
Okay. And is nothing down, way down deep in the roots?
That's why you would look at the fungonil.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush, like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries. Roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps. So your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, kills crabgrass. All in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we talked with Tom. And, wondering about the Japanese maples. If there is something deep in that soil that infuse or fungonil, the infuse is probably your better. I like the Hosen version of it would be the one that you could use as that soil drench to help any of the fungus that's in there. So I just wanted to finish up that because we kind of got cut off by the break. So I know I do have some more calls. So Nathan, who's up next?
Bridget is in Cape Cod.
Bridget, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about weeds in my driveway. Now I have a long driveway.
Okay.
And somebody told me to use vinegar, but I didn't know whether or not to use straight vinegar or to mix it with something. Should I mix it with some water or just to thin it down? Yeah,
so,
I don't use any chemicals in my yard, you know.
Yep, I completely understand. They actually do have some vinegar-based products that are actually pre-made for you. But if you're looking to do like a vinegar spray, what some people will actually do is they'll use like... there's a recipe just I pulled up quickly. One would be like a gallon of vinegar, a cup of salt, and then a tablespoon of the liquid like dish soap. The reason why you would have the dish soap is it kind of keeps everything together and will let it sit on that weed a little bit more. That's one of them. But vinegar does need to be mixed with a little bit of something else. 100% vinegar is almost too potent.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I'd have to get several bottles, you know?
Exactly. I would think the salt and vinegar is a good mix together. I'd have to get, you know, it would depend on how much of it you're going to use, how big of an area. But, you know, everything I know of is going to have the vinegar with water, vinegar with salt mixed into it. But a lot of people will put the dish soap in it so it will stick a little bit and sit on the weed, because sometimes with the vinegar being, you know, it's not as thick of a liquid, right? Whereas the soap is a little bit slower. It will absorb a little bit slower. You know what I mean? So they use that soap to hold it in place when they spray onto it. So you would mix a gallon of vinegar, a cup of salt, and a tablespoon of the dish soap, mix it all together, and then spray it. That would be the best way to do it. There's other people who use like Epsom salt as a mixture with like an apple cider vinegar. I've seen that happen. I'm just trying to think of, that's usually the best way is the salt with vinegar, the mixture. To really get the weeds. But again, there are companies out there that have new vinegar-based weed killers out there, so you don't have to mix it yourself.
Okay.
I don't know the name off the top of my head. The name like Avenger comes to mind. I've heard that one. While we're talking, I'll actually Google it. I think it's... So Avenger is a weed control, organic weed control. I believe it's vinegar based, but that would be a good one to possibly use as well on it.
Okay.
If if it's one that you don't want to make yourself, that's already been made together. So, but vinegar, salt, and a little bit of dish soap is the best way to go in a vinegar solution that you make at home. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm going to try that.
All right, Bridget. Good luck.
Yeah.
And
thank you.
One just tip on it. Make sure it's sunny on that day. You want to make sure that the weather is a little bit warmer on the temperatures, right? So try to get it so it's in the mid 70s versus like the lower 60s. What it does is it burns the outer layer of it, and then you want the sun to help actually wilt the plant and kill it that way.
Right.
So just make sure it's a little bit warmer when you do spray it as well.
Okay, thank you very much for your help, and have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll have the 9 o'clock hour coming up. So hang tight with us. But give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.